While the Great Lakes states decide whether Waukesha can divert water from Lake Michigan, they must also focus on better managing the lakes to protect against future diversions. The International Joint Commission, or IJC, released that advice on Tuesday. The U.S. and Canadian governments created the commission in 1909 to resolve disputes around shared waters. Despite the new report, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned that it won't offer an opinion on Waukesha's application.
The last time the International Joint Commission released a major report protecting the Great Lakes from diversions, it called for guarding against harmful water transfers out of the basin and contributed to the formation of the Great Lakes Compact. It allows Waukesha to request Lake Michigan water because the city is located in a county that straddles the basin and has a serious water contamination problem.
I think the public can feel secure and confident that the decision that's arrived at will be a sound one based on science and resource principles.
That's IJC policy advisor Dave Dempsey. He says the agency won't advocate for or against Waukesha's request, but is advocating that the Great Lakes states and provinces incorporate the public trust doctrine into their agreements. The public trust doctrine maintains that most surface waters are held in trust for public use and enjoyment, and therefore the government has a duty to protect the resource from any substantial impairment, in this case, diversion. Dempsey says the common law principle has roots reaching all the way back to Roman law. The IJC is also recommending that bordering states and Canadian provinces base decisions on science and double down on research and data analysis to improve water management.
We can just never relax. There's that sort of delicate balance that needs to be maintained to assure the lakes are as plentiful as they are now.
Dempsey says water conservation is crucial and some essential steps will be costly.
The leaking infrastructure in the basin, you know, we're losing enormous amounts of water leakage from ancient, antiquated systems throughout the basin. And to the extent that we're sort of cavalierly allowing that kind of waste to go on, weakens our argument against diversions, because obviously we have to show we're husbanding our water carefully if we're going to suggest that others can't have access to the water.
Over the coming months, the other Great Lakes states will vote yes or no to the diversion. All would need to agree for it to happen. While the IJC seeks to mitigate conflicts, the Waukesha case, no matter how the vote swings, will likely wind up in court. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.